Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oy. Where did that come from? I have no idea. Yeah. Let's have some poetry.
Let's.
Randy Reiman is riding along with us.
This is
a great recitation of a Bruce Kiskaden poem. One of my favorite Kiskaden poems because it's just written well. Yeah. This is An Old Western Town.
An old western town lay asleep in the sun of a long summer's day. That was then almost done. The shadows stretched out, and the horses stood around to sort of rest in one leg with their heads hanging down. Two cowpunchers down at the Last Chance Saloon was trying to sing and was both out of tune. At the end of the street that was dusty and narrow, scratching the dirt with some chickens and sparrows. Dogs slept in shade, and the people, they strolled like they felt plumb contented in body and soul. If you looked just a little ways off to the west, you could see the high mountains with snow on their crest and shadows of clouds drifting over the flats. Oh, it sure made a right pretty picture at that. Till this drunken cowpuncher was ready to go. And he figured he'd ought to put on a big show, so he spurred and he hollered and shot his six gun and he aimed a light out with that horse on the run. But he didn't remember his cinches was slack, and till after he got that old pony untracked. Now this cow horse, he started to buck and to bawl. He got rid of that cow puncher, saddle and all, and before the drunk waddy got clean of the wreck, he was bit by two dogs, which he didn't expect. Now this cow horse bucked into a long hitching rack where a team that was hitched to a wagon reared back, and they lit out a dragging that old rattle trap and swinging the broke ends of two hitching straps. Well, a whole lot of people come from everywhere. The chickens and sparrows, they took to the air. The kids made for cover. The women all screamed, and the dogs was all chasing that runaway team. Then some feller come out, like some fool always did, waving and yelling and flapping his lid. But the team got too close, and the man lost his nerve. He got out of the way, but he made that team swerve, and they broke off the porch post in front of the store, and they busted the wind and several things more. They was off on their feet when at last they got stopped, piled up in a heap with that wagon on top. They was fast in the harness, one horse nearly strangled, but the crowd went to work, and they got him untangled, and right when they started to take him away, the storekeeper come out with something to say. His place had been wrecked, and what made it worse still was the man with the team owed the store man a bill. Now, he told him he'd take it right out of his hide, and he sure wasn't bluffing because he got in and tried. But most of the citizens present there reckoned that storekeeper come off a mighty poor second. Then the town marshal came with his badge and his gun just in time for a drink when the whole thing was done. And the sun soon went down, and a few golden streaks from the afterglow showed on the far distant peaks, and the kerosene lamp shed a soft yellow light where the town folks was cooking their supper that night. 'Twas a real western night with no fog or no haze, and stars hung in clusters so bright that they blazed. Some neighbors, they gathered for casual talk. You could hear the slow footsteps along the boardwalk. There sprung up a soft, gentle breeze from the west. One after another, the lights went to rest, and the curtain of night settled quietly down on the best of all places, an old western town.
Man, that's just a masterful recitation.
Randy is awesome.
We've said this before. Yeah. We could listen to Randy read the phone book.
Absolutely.
And just be thrilled.
Or maybe Kent's recipe book.
There you go.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're on to something there.
I think you are. Absolutely right. The classics read by Randy Reiman.
Yeah.
I like it. Yep. Well, where did that
come from?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in our country, when we were haying, we all knew, you know, what a bell wagon was, what a baler was, what a swather was.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a mower was.
No kidding. It wasn't until we moved to this country that we saw a mower. We'd never seen a mower. I had never seen a beaver slide.
We saw Jackson Forks, right?
We saw Jackson Forks. We saw Derricks.
Derricks, yes.
Yeah, that's how they got the hay into the bunks in our country.
In our country,
But here they used beaver slides.
Yeah.
Pushed them up like that. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, region to region.
It is.
How things are done.
Scatter rake. Had never seen a scatter
rake
before.
What's a scatter rake?
Well, why you got to rake it up? Because it's going to be in a windrow.
Well, where's the buck?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Buck rake.
Yeah. So where did that come from?
Yeah.
where did the plunger come from? Well, there you go. It's regional, isn't it?
It's regional, absolutely, yeah.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, in our country, it was swathers, balers, the whole deal. And the generation before us, of course, they put up loose hay using derricks and Jackson Forks.
One crop.
See, yeah, okay. There was another thing. We weren't used to just one crop.
Yeah, we had three, sometimes four.
Haying took all year,
all
I swear.
Summer, yeah.
Yeah, you started early and you ended late.
Exactly.
Yeah, and haying's over in one shot in our country.
Yeah, boom, done.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it
that,
is.
That doesn't hurt my feelings at
Not
all,
at
does
all.
It? Yeah, right. Yeah, well, where did that come from when I whacked myself and one of my kids said, it'll feel better when it stops hurting.
Dick.
Yep, exactly right. Dick, and then you.
Of course, I had to carry on.
And then you carried on the tradition after that.
Yes,
yeah. That one and, rub a little dirt in it.
Rub a little dirt in it.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, just get it. Well, our mother, she used to say, it's a long ways from your heart.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt, but it's a long way from your heart. And this is a woman who functioned on 4 hours of sleep a night.
Her whole life?
Yeah, her whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might feel like you're going to die, but you won't.
You'll be fine.
Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Duke Davis is riding along with us. Where do the cowboys go?
I'm too tired to wrangle and too old to ride. Maybe I think I could. I'm too tough to quit, too young to die. But now I feel maybe I should. As the twilight fades, this roundup's my last. There's just one thing I'd like to know. Where do the cowboys go when there's no left to ride? Where do the cowboys go when there's nothing left but his pride? Will they hang my spurs on the bunkhouse wall? Talk of the deeds I've done. Will they bury me where the coyotes wail, beneath the glow of the setting sun? Prairie wind sings so low. Tell me, where do the cowboys go? I'm too proud to leave, too hard to love. The years have left their mark on me. I'm too slow to fight, too smart to drink, and I never took nothing for free. Before my Brandon fire has all burned out, there's just one thing I'd like to know. Where do the cowboys go when there's no range left to ride? Where do the cowboys go when there's nothing left but his pride? Will they hang my spurs on the bunkhouse wall? Talk of the deeds I've done. Will they bury me where the coyotes wail, 'neath the glow of the sun? setting sun, where the prairie winds sing so low. Tell me, where do the cowboys go? I've laid my cards on the table. I've done some things that weren't always right, but I never sold my saddle. That's why I'm riding this herd tonight. Tell me, where do the cowboys go? Setting sun, where the prairie winds sing so low. Tell me, where do the cowboys go? Where the prairie winds sing so low. Tell me, where do the cowboys go?
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Hoo-wee, yeah. Where'd that come from?
Where did that come from? Courtesy.
Hey.
All right, we're going to jump in on
You're
some of this here.
Something now.
We are here.
Yeah.
Courtesy, kindness, manners.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Respect.
Our mother.
Yeah,
our
absolutely.
Mother, absolutely. Now, Dad was pretty good at it, too. And he taught us respect.
He required it.
He required respect.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Where did that come from? Horse safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dad.
Yeah.
How to function around a horse and be safe.
Livestock in general.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Same way with guns.
Oh, yeah.
Gun safety.
Got to have a healthy respect for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Horseshoeing, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Come from our dad. We did not go to school.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We would probably be better shoers had we done it. But
well, we'd have better words.
There you go.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is we learned from those who came before us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Braiding, I learned from Shrimp Wolfenden.
Yeah.
You remember old Shrimp?
Yeah,
oh,
I do remember
gosh.
Shrimp. Dang, remember
I
Shrimp.
Mean, yep. Braiding learned from him. Weaving learned from Pop Wagner.
Yeah,
how to weave a cinch, and just remember that there is a difference between knowledge and wisdom.
There is that
knowledge is,
and I don't know what it is.
I do. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit.
Okay.
Wisdom is not using it in a fruit salad.
You are absolutely correct.
Okay. So that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we learn that from those who go.
That's right.
Went before us, which means we are the examples to the next generation.
What are you doing?
What are you doing to assure that your grandkids and those around you understand kindness,
mm-hmm.
understand courtesy, understand respect?
Yep.
All those things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Remind yourself, it comes from you.
You.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
bigger.
It. Yep. Right on. Hey,
Ooh.
Folks will want to stay tuned for next week,
Why?
Though. Yeah, well, note to self.
Note. to sell.
That's right. So stay tuned.
I think I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a milk coughing milk cow. Milking cough cow.
A milking cough cow. Oh, that's good
Leave
stuff.
Leave it there.
I like it.